I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Children are home from school, many parents are working at home, and family routines have changed quickly due to the coronavirus crisis. To talk about new routines and new ways to help kids stay physically active and healthy during this crisis is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, what can we do to get a little bit of normalcy going so that we're healthy and fit?
Routines are really important in times of disruption and stress, and particularly for children. So as much as we can maintain core tenets of our well-being, such as balanced diet, sleep, exercise, and routine, that will certainly pay off both for the kids and the adults in our lives.
And one part of the routine may well be screen time for kids. How do we handle that during this pandemic?
Tricky question, Bobby. With work and school online right now and news coming at us left and right, but it is really important to build in screen-free times as a family and particularly for children. We need to really schedule in some outside time. We need to just build in time to really just play. The physical activity recommendations have not changed. So for babies, they really should be getting 30 minutes of activity throughout the day, which could be tummy time. For toddlers, they should be active about 3 or more hours total in the day. And that could include something like a neighborhood walk or just playing outside with siblings or parents. Elementary and middle school kids really need at least 60 minutes of physical activity time, and as do teens. So it's important not to skip this, particularly in times of stress.
And why is that, Dr. Mack? What really does that physical running around in the backyard, what's that really doing for us?
For one, it helps maintain our body's strength and resiliency. It also helps sort of manage our stress responses. And of course, it helps us maintain a healthy weight during a time when we might be predisposed to overeat or to really just binge on electronics. And of course, exercise has been shown to have significant impact on our sleep quality, for sure.
Any quick last tips about what we can do to really look out for kids if we do see some extra anxiety creeping out in the routine?
Allowing kids to express their fears, addressing their fears and telling them the truth, telling them when we don't know, and all the things that they can do to really prevent becoming infected with this virus. And I think it's good to focus on the things that we can control about our own behavior. You've heard a lot in the news and from public health officials about the importance of hand hygiene, social distancing, things like that. That is all extremely important, particularly during a pandemic. And protecting a good amount of time in the day where we're not consumed with COVID-19 or other anxiety-provoking topics.
Great advice for parents, too.
Absolutely. And I think especially for adults who are almost exclusively connected to their electronics during the day, the children are watching that and certainly modeling our behavior. It's really important to build in significant amount of time without screens throughout the day.
Dr. Mack, thanks so much for this information about staying healthy and also physically active during the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.